From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, from poll to poll on the axis of evil, President Bush's memorable phrase from more than 4 years ago.
He meant Iran, North Korea, and Saddam Hussein's Iraq.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
We hit all three points on the axis today: the possibility of another nuke test in North Korea,
in Iran, a debate about a national dress code.
And we begin in Iraq. There is bad news of American casualties: 9 soldiers and 1 Marine killed by roadside bombs and gunfire. There are almost 70 American combat deaths so far this month. It could be the deadliest month for U.S. forces in almost 2 years.
And this news: the U.S. military in Iraq has been forced to release a senior aide to the radical Shiite cleric and political leader Muqtada al-Sadr. He is Sheikh Mazin al-Saidi, arrested during a raid on his home just yesterday. A short time ago, I spoke with Sabrina Tavernisi of the New York Times. She's reporting in Baghdad. Sabrina Tavernisi, who is Mr. Saidi, and why was he in U.S. custody?
The Americans had been watching him and said they suspected that he had been responsible for a number of the criminal activities and networks that were going on in a very poor, rather hardscrabble Shiite neighborhood in the north of Baghdad called Shuala. He was a Sadr aide in a Sadr office in that neighborhood. The Americans say that they suspected he had tortured, killed, and also run a kidnapping ring of both Sunnis and Shiites, that it was essentially a criminal operation. So he was taken by Iraqi special forces and American advisors.
Well, let me note that in the paper this morning, you also report that there are some allegations he was attacking Americans as well, or responsible for someone attacking Americans. So they really thought he was a bad guy. What happened after that arrest so that he's now free again?
Well, it's all a very complicated affair because the Americans have been trying to penetrate and nibble away at the edges of Mr. Sadr's network, large portions of which he no longer even controls anymore. And this person, this sheikh, apparently was the target that they had been following for some time. The problem is that Mr. Maliki, the Iraqi prime minister, is in power, serving largely thanks to Mr. Sadr's political support. He has a large number of seats in the Iraqi parliament, actually the single largest block of seats, essentially acted as kingmaker in the spring to allow Mr. Maliki's party to have its choice for prime minister. So politically, it's very difficult for Mr. Maliki to allow the Americans to do much of anything public against Mr. Sadr and Mr. Sadr's closest aides. That is the problem, and probably what happened was the Iraqi government and Mr. Maliki made an appeal to the Americans to release this sheikh, and Mr. Maliki then immediately traveled to Najaf, which is the Shiite city just to the south of Baghdad, where Ayatollah Sistani lives, as does Mr. Sadr, and had a powwow with them all day today. So it looks like it's something of a showdown between the Americans, who are eager to try to rein in some of these people themselves, and the Sadrists. And Mr. Maliki is stuck in a fairly painful position in the middle.
Sabrina Tavernisi, reporting for the New York Times from Baghdad. Sabrina, thank you again.
Thank you.